This is Tree Note. My husband Jack and I have been happily married for 41 years, but one issue we can argue about for hours is the fruit of the durian tree. He loves it. I detest it. Our conflict isn't surprising. The durian has long evoked extreme emotions. Some call it the king of fruits, but many airlines and hotels in Asia ban the fruit. What's the controversy? It comes down to the durian smell. Those in Jack's camp describe their fruit experience as a complex combination of mango, garlic, and custard. But I agree with the writer Anthony Burgess, who described it as eating sweet raspberry pudding in the lavatory. Durian trees are native to Southeast Asia, growing to 150 feet tall. Their flowers and fruits grow directly from the trunk. Durian fruit looks kind of like a misshapen basketball with a thick rind of giant prickly thorns. Inside, its soft flesh varies from pale yellow to red. In Asian cuisines, durians are used in both sweet desserts and savory dishes. Extracts have medicinal properties, helping to alleviate fevers. But increasing demand for the fruit has caused some conservation issues. Because large-scale industrial operations have replaced small family orchards, endangered animals are losing their native habitats. So, make your own decision about durians. They're available at many Asian grocery shops, tucked away at the back of the store, in a smell-proof food case. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.